is my mom.
Hi.
Can you tell me an interesting story?
Yes, tell you a story how one exam, one grade changed the course of my life.
What grade was that?
It was a grade on my entrance exam to the university.
Did you have high grades or all A's?
Yes, I had high grades, and because of that, I was eligible to take only one exam instead of four that were required. And I didn't get a good grade on that exam.
What grade did you get?
Well, I got a B, and that was not enough. Because of getting a B, I was supposed then to take all of the exams, and I honestly didn't prepare because I was studying very, very, very hard for this one exam on history, and I basically knew the college book almost by heart.
What happened after you didn't pass the exam?
Since I didn't pass the exam, I didn't get admitted, and it was a huge failure for me. It was a tragedy of my life, I would say, but I went to work, and it actually turned out to be, you would say, a blessing in disguise, because in 1 year that I didn't pass, the whole situation in my country changed.
What situation changed?
Oh, it's a long story. You know, in 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed, and instead of being one unified country, it broke into its constituents, which were small republics. And my country, country of Belarus, was one of those republics.
So how did this impact your life?
Because of it becoming an independent country, we were changing the whole educational system, and for the first time in like decades, my country got to have universities teaching in our native language, which is Belarusian language. So because of me not getting into the first year, not only I didn't go to study the history of the Communist Party and kind of specialize in this area, instead I was doing I specialized in history of my own country, which I was very, very passionate about. But I also got to study in my own language, in the Belarusian language.
Why is this important?
Well, it's important because it was, I think I was much happier when I was studying in the cohort of students that I was studying with. I developed long life friendships. Two of my best friends actually are my college friends now. And not only that, I kind of learned that, you know, when things hit you hard, when you shoot for one thing and you don't get it and you feel very much down on yourself, I can now take it easy because I think that, well, maybe I didn't get, maybe it really wasn't the thing that I really needed. It was the thing I wanted, but it's not the best thing for me. And many, many times in life, I had a proof of that. So now when things happen, I'm not as desperate, and I'm actually thinking what better can come out of this failure or unsuccessful thing that I'm experiencing.